Yeah, my association as Minister of State in the Department of Transport goes back to when I was in that department, and I had meetings with my counterpart in Northern Ireland. But of course, there were many false starts as far as the A5 is concerned. But thankfully now, as a result of the decision of the Northern Ireland administration, that this will move on, and it's expected that it will start quickly, that contractors are in place, the statutory process has all been dealt with, and I believe the first phase will be from Ballygolly to Auchnacloy, and we're expecting to see that start early next year. The government have committed $600 million onto the Shared Islands Fund for the A5 Northwest Corridor. And of course, that leads me then to Donegal, because if it stops at Strabane, we have an obligation to ensure that the Donegal 10T projects proceeds. And of course, that's the Twin Towns bypass, the Letterkenny to Manor, and the Manor to Lifford roads linking in with the A5. And of course, the government, as we're aware, gave the approval to proceed to the statutory process, and that, of course, publishing the details. Then there will be a compulsory purchase order, and I would expect by quarter one, but definitely quarter two of 2025, that they will publish all the details in relation to this. And in schemes as big as these, there will be some objections, of course, by landowners. There's a lot of the land that's not registered, and they will be an board plan hearing. Hopefully, that will take place by the end of 25, and I know as of now the environmental impact assessment and the compulsory purchase documents have been drafted back in 2023, so it's only a matter of updating those.
Is it your belief that if the incoming Dáil and the government departments all work together, we could see substantial progress on the 10T before the term of the next Dáil is over? It is going to take a number of years before we can get shovels in the ground, as you say, the CPOs, there's lots of statutory things to be gone through. But I mean, there's got to be a sense of, you know, looking to a completion date. And 5 years from now, would that be a reasonable time?
Yeah, I think that's very realistic. I would expect that the on board plan oral hearing could commence by the end of 25, or certainly by the beginning of 26. Then there will be design documents. They'll invite tenders, I think, by the end of 26. That's a possible date, of course. And that could lead to a start late 27, early 28. But all the ducks are in a row now, and I would hope that progress could be made.